早安，弟兄姐妹，我们大家开车都开得很好。
Before we read the Word of God, I want to remind you that this is a season that where we start to concentrate on children.
在我们开始这个今天的这个信息之前，提醒大家，现在这个时候正是一个季节，我们大家都很关注我们的孩子。
And as I was preparing this message, the Lord seemed to prompt me that it would be a perfect time to interview a young mother.
我想这个当我准备这个信息的时候，神提醒我，今天应该是一个很好的机会，我们再来介绍有些在我们刚刚做母亲的。
So I would like to invite Stephanie if you would come with your baby daughter.
我们请 Stephanie 上来，她带着她的小 baby.
To be interviewed. She has no control now over what you say.
她的小 baby 现在对于她妈妈要说什么，她没有任何的决定权。
Very good. How about I understand your husband is traveling for his grandmother's funeral.
我明白这个小 baby 的爸爸现在在去参加他的奶奶的丧礼。
I have some simple questions for you, and we'll let Wei Lu translate.
我们有一些简单的问题要问。
What is your daughter's full set of names?
就是你的这个小 baby 的女孩子她的名全名是什么
？And what does each name mean?
他的全名的每一个部分的意思是又是什么
Her name is Madeline Joy Garrison.
他的名字叫 Madeline Joy 和 Garrison.
Madeline means Lady from Magdala.
Madeline 的名字是取自于这个莫大拉的玛利亚的那个意思过来。
Joy, I think you all understand is.
我想这个 Joy 当中就是喜乐这个意思。
More than happiness.
不单单的喜乐，而且是欢喜和快乐，满脸欢喜快乐。
Garrison means a strong fort.
Garrison means 这个意思就是说是一个坚强的堡垒。
Right. And the city of Magdala is famous for strong power.
如果我们大家熟悉的话，那个曼德拉的那个城市是以这个坚固的堡垒而著称的。
Okay. As new parents, you and your husband.What are some of your prayers and some of your hopes from the Lord as to what kind of child you sense He would like to create her to be?
作为你和你先生的你们刚刚做父母，你们从神那里所领受的，你们对你们孩子的祷告是什么？
Well, we want her to know the Lord.
当然，我们愿意我们的孩子他能够认识主。
And to love the Lord.
并且爱主。
And to have a heart for His kingdom.
并且他能够在我的孩子的心里面能够有为了神国度而追求神国度的心。
And a heart for the gospel.
并且让他能够听见神的福音。
And so we hope that she will grow up to be a girl or a woman who loves people and is. is just somebody who strives to find out what God's purpose for her is too.
我希望我的孩子他能够长大以后能够尽他的一切的心力能够来明白神在他身上的旨意是什么。
So we hope she'll have grace and patience and love and all those things.
希望他能够有恩典也有爱也有耐心。
Could my wife and I borrow her this afternoon? Can you turn her around? She is gorgeous.
She is a very beautiful, beautiful girl.
Can we take this?
You see, this girl is so
Father, thank you for Madeline.
天父，我们为着 Madeline 这个小孩子感谢你。
And thank you for her parents.
我们也为了他的父母感谢你。
And we pray that the hand of the Lord will rest upon this child.
我们向你呼求，就是你的手能够在这小孩子身上。
All the days of her life.
在他一生的日子都是这样。
Will you give her parents fortification in your Holy Spirit?
愿你给他的这个愿你的圣灵给这小孩子的父母。
And will you give them a vision of what you're going to do in their daughter?
也赐给他们意象，让他们晓得你在这个小孩子身上的旨意是什么。
And may Ben and Stephanie never obstruct you from working in your daughter.
愿 Ben 和 Stephanie 他们一直是忠心的为着你的旨意在小孩身上旨意而工作。
May they put aside even their best dreams as parents.
愿意他们把他们作为父母，他们最美好的愿望能够为着你的旨意而放下。
And fully offer their daughter to you for your use.
能够完全的把他们的孩子奉献出来，是为着你的旨意。
Strengthen Ben as he's with his family and remembering his grandmother.
愿你兼顾 Ben 当他和他的家人在那里纪念他的奶奶的时候。
Give him courage for the days ahead as a new dad.
愿你鼓励他，真是让他在前面他要做一个父亲的日子，每天都帮助他。
Lord, meet Stephanie in brand new ways.
愿你带领 Stephanie 在他有一个给他有一个新的带领。
As she's sometimes tired.
因为他会疲倦
and has to rest on you in a new way.
愿他能够在你的里面得到安息，有一个崭新的安息。
Bless this family for your name's sake.
愿为了你的名，愿你祝福这个家庭。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Is two and a half years old, Sophie.
那个小的孙女是只有两岁半，名字叫 Sophie。
And Ryan will be he is 11 months.
这个孙子是十一个月。
So we're moving everything up off the shelves up higher so we can't get to them.
所以我们在那里忙里嘛，我们所有的东西都能够把它在那个放到架子上面，使这些小孩子不会去碰到。
The title of this message is called "What Will This Child Be?"
今天我们讲的信息的题目是这个小孩子将来。
And I'd like you to rise once again as we read the Word of God, English first, coming out of Luke chapter 1, verses 57 through 66.
请大家起立，我们一起来敬虔的读神的话语。我们来读《路加福音》的第一章，第57节到第66节。
And then the Mandarin will follow.
我们先用英文来读，然后我们再来中文来读。
Luke 1:57 in English, please.Now the time had come for Elizabeth to give birth, and she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and her relatives heard that the Lord had displayed his great mercy toward her, and they were rejoicing with her. And it happened that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to call him Zacharias after his father. But his mother answered and said, No indeed, but he shall be called John. And they said to her,There is no one among your relatives who is called by that name. And they made signs to his father as to what he wanted to call. And he asked for a tablet, and he wrote as follows, His name is John. And they were all astonished. All at once his mouth was open and his tongue loosed, and he began to speak in praise of God. Fear came on all those living around them, and all these matters were being talked about in all the hill country of Judea.All who heard them kept them in mind, saying, What then will this child turn out to be? For the hand of the Lord was certainly upon him.
我们一起用中文来读路加福音第一章的57节到66节。57节我们请。以利沙伯的产期到了，就生了一个儿子。邻里亲族听见主向他大施怜悯，就和他一同欢乐。到了第八日，他们来要给孩子行割礼，并要照他父亲的名字叫他撒加利亚。他母亲说不可，要叫他约翰。他们说你亲族中没有叫这名字的。他们就向他父亲打手势，问他要叫这孩子什么名字。他要了一块写字的板，就写上说他的名字是约翰。他们便都稀奇。撒加利亚的口历时开了，舌头也舒展了，就说出话来，称颂神。周围居住的人都惧怕，这一切的事就传遍了犹太的山地。凡听见的人都将这事放在心里，说这孩子将来怎么样，因为有主与他同在。
Lord, open your word to us today.
神，愿你把你的话语向我们打开。
Please be seated.
请坐。
In your notes, in the Gospel of Luke,
在这个路加福音,
it says that the Gospel of Luke has been called the most beautiful book ever written.
有人说这个路加福音是曾经被写的最美丽的一篇文章。
And with recent news being filled with financial troubles and work layoffs,
最近我们大家所听到的消息都是这些金融危机啊、失业啊。
Political scandals and shootings,
或者是这些政治丑闻、这些枪杀这些事情。
I need to see more beauty.
我实在是需要能够听到更多的好的消息。
How about you?
我不晓得你是不是也是这样感觉。
I've begun turning off some of my news because it's mostly bad
news.我现在就开始不太看新闻了，因为所看到的大部分都是坏的新闻。
And sometimes my mind and my soul and my feelings are tired of being surrounded with ugly things.
因为对我自己来讲，听到这些太多的坏的消息里的，我自己身心是疲惫。But
today we have great beauty.
但是今天我们来看路加福音时，我们看见的却是一个美丽的图画。And
part of Luke's gospel is beautiful because the author is committed to researching and presenting the exact truth about the Lord Jesus.
路加福音不仅的美丽，不仅仅是因为作者他尽他一切的心力来研究，来把这本书信写的是完完全全的真实的来写。Truth
is beautiful, and Jesus embodies truth.
这本书的美丽的另一方面是因为主耶稣他自己实实在在是体现了这个真实。I
am the way and the truth and the life, says Jesus in John 14:6.
就像约翰福音一章十四节那里，主耶稣自己就说。 我就是道路、真理、生命。
Everything about Jesus is true.
一切关乎主耶稣的记载所说的都是真实的。
His holy character and his words.
他的圣洁的品性，他所说的话语。
His actions and his thoughts.
他的举止、他的行动和他的一切的思想。
His sacrifices.
和他的十字架上的牺牲。
They're all true, and they all honor His Heavenly Father.
所有这一切都是真真实实的，而且这一切也都是来把荣耀归给神的。And
we heard it in prayer earlier. Jesus is our best model, the best life that we can imitate.
就像刚才我们有人祷告的时候是说，主耶稣实际上是我们最好的榜样，我们来，是我们当来效法的。And
God's truth sets us free.
而且是神的真理是能够使我们得自由。
So as we move closer to Christmas Day,
当我们越来越接近圣诞节的日子的时候,
it is natural for Christians especially to focus on the beautiful narration of the birth of Christ.
我们就会很自然地对于基督徒来讲，我们会把我们的注意力专注在圣经里那些关于主耶稣所降生的一些美好的记载。
Let me correct that. The supernatural, beautiful birth of Christ.
而且是那种超自然的那个美好的主耶稣的降生。
It is spectacular, this birth of Christ.
主耶稣的降生实在是非常的美好。And
many Christmas carols will be about Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing.
就像我们所听到的很多的圣诞圣诗一样，都是在那里说耶稣基督作王，牧人看守，天使歌唱。But
today, only 11 shopping days before Christmas.
今天是差不多是我们还剩11天就到圣诞节了。
I'm going to focus on a different and unique baby.
但我今天要讲的是另外一个不同的一个特别的婴孩。This
unique baby is John the Baptist, the cousin of Christ.
这个婴孩就是施洗约翰，他是耶稣的堂兄。And
we want to see some of God's answers as to what would this baby John turn out to be.
就像我们刚才读的圣经里那说的，就是这个孩子，这个小婴孩，施洗约翰这个小婴孩，他将来会怎么样呢？
We also want to learn why John the Baptist was so successful in fulfilling his call from God.
我们也要来从这里来学习，为什么约翰是能够成为这么一个成功的来服侍神的人。First
of all, let's look at sovereign foundations.
我们先来看一看这个一个主权的一个基础。
Sovereign foundations are those events and circumstances which we have no control over.
这个神所命定的这些事情，就是所有这些事情我们所不能够控制的。For
example, John the Baptist has no choice of who his parents will be.
比如说，施洗约翰他不能够选择他的生身父母是谁。
He has no choice as to what city he is going to be born into.
他也没办法选择他到底是要出生在哪一个城市，哪一个地方。
And as it turns out, God overrides his parents' natural tendency.
就像我们刚才所读的，就是他们的父母要给孩子起名字这件事情上，神也有神的旨意。
And the sovereign foundation of John's name is given to him by God himself.
所以神所命定的施洗约翰这一个人，他的名字约翰是神所起的。
John means God is gracious.
约翰这个意思就是神是恩慈的。
And when God changes a person's name,
当神给一个人起名字改名字的时候
，like Abram to Abraham,
就像亚伯兰成为亚伯拉罕。
He also changes the course of a person's life and service.
神把这个人的名字改了，也把这个人将来的这个人生的路和他的服事的方向也都改了。
Let's look at John's family origin.
我们来看一看施洗约翰他的家族是怎么样。
God places John the Baptist into a Holy Spirit-filled family.
神把施洗约翰放在一个圣灵充满的家庭里。
Luke 1:41 says his mom Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit.
路加一章四十一节这里就说，以利沙伯她是满了圣灵。
And his dad is filled with the Holy Spirit in Luke 1:67.
而且路加一章六十七节那里说，他的父亲撒加利亚也被圣灵充满。
His parents are both described as righteous in the sight of God.
他们这两个人，他的父母都在圣经里面记载，他们是义人，在神的眼前是没有可指责的。
And they walk blamelessly in all the commandments and requirements of the Lord.
他们遵行主的一切诫命礼仪，没有可指责的。
God knows how to call children to Himself and place certain children in holy families.
所以神知道是要呼召什么样的孩子到他的面前，而且神也知道怎样把他呼召的孩子怎样放在敬虔的人的家里面。
So what forces are shaping John to become the person that he's going to be?
那么当约翰长大这个过程里面是什么样的力量来塑造他呢？
Well, there are powerful prophecies that come to give clues as to who John is going to turn out to be.
那里有些很有能力的预言是关于施洗约翰他将来要怎么样的一些预言。
His dad is a faithful priest.
我们知道施洗约翰的父亲是一个忠心的祭司。
And a terrifying angel comes to speak with his dad.
当一个天使向他父亲讲话的时候，他父亲是非常的害怕那个时候。
It's a dramatic entrance.
所有这些事情是一个非常戏剧性的。
And the angel says, "Do not be afraid."
第一句话，这天使对撒加利亚就说：“撒加利亚，不要害怕。”
And his dad is very afraid.
那个时候，撒加利亚看见这个天使是惊慌害怕。
But the angel describes for his dad what his son is going to be like.
但是天使就向撒加利亚来预言，来描述他将来要有的这个孩子的将来是怎么样。
And we see this angelic prophecy in Luke 1:13-17.
我们就来这些都记载在路加福音第一章的十三节的后面。
Luke 1:13 says, "This child is a gift of life from the Lord."
他说你的妻子要，他说你的这个孩子是神所给你的一个礼物。
His mom had been barren and she was advanced in years.
他的这个他的施洗约撒加利亚的妻子伊丽莎伯已经不能没有生育有好久好久了。
And his dad was also old.
而且撒加利亚也已经到了年纪老迈的时候。
But they've been praying for a child.
他们为着要有一个孩子，他们向神一直在那里祷告。
And the angel says, "Your dad's prayer, dad and mom's prayers have been heard."
所以天使就来告诉撒加利亚说，以利沙伯的祷告，你的祷告已经被听见了。
And he promises they are going to have a son.
而且你的妻子要给你生一个儿子。
This won't be an ordinary son. This son is going to bring you joy and gladness.
你所要有的这个孩子不是一个普通的一个孩子，他要这个孩子要使你欢喜和快乐。
And he will cause many people to rejoice at his birth.
而且有许多人因这个孩子的出世而欢喜快乐。
The angel says this boy is going to be great in God's eyes.
天使继续说，这一个孩子，你要有的这个孩子，他要在神的面前为大。
And we're reminded that it's God's evaluation of who we are that is the most important evaluation that we will ever have.
这就提醒我们，神给我们每一个人的评价，是我们所应当看重那个最重要的评价。
John is to be raised never drinking alcohol or wine.
他说这个孩子约翰，他将来要长大的一个过程里面，要从来不喝任何的酒。
His parents understand that as part of his Nazarite vows.
他的父母立刻就明白，这个是一点酒都不沾，是相当于这是属于拿西尔人的一个起的誓言的一部分。
So his life and judgment will never be harmed by the negative effects of liquor in his life.
也就是说，约翰这一生里面，他的任何的决定都不会因为受酒精的影响而受到任何的损害。
The parents back this, and John fulfills this.
他的父母就支持这一点，而且约翰长大，他也一直持守这一点。
And this little boy, even before he is born,
就在这个小孩子出生之前。
Is filled with the Holy Spirit while he's still in his mother's womb.
圣经告诉我们，他在母腹里面就被圣灵充满。
That's a clue as to this boy is going to be special.
这是一个很重要的一个线索，告诉我们这一个小孩子将来出生的一个小孩子是非常非常的不一样的。
With the Holy Spirit in him,
因为在他里面有圣灵
，he's being prepared very early for his major life assignment.
在他生命起初的很早的时候，他就已经开始预备了他将来一生之里面他所要做的事情。
With the Holy Spirit in him, John will receive the assignment to call people to repentance.
因为圣灵在他里面，约翰所要做的一生的工作就是要呼召使人悔改。
Luke 1:16 gives us John's job assignment.
所以路加福音的一章十六节告诉我们神所给施洗约翰他一生的工作的任务。
God working through John,
就是神要透过施洗约翰来做工。
Picture it, will turn many of the sons of Israel back to the Lord their God.
这个工就是要使许多以色列人回转归于主他们的神。
But John must be willing to speak God's truth.
而这样子一个做工，所以约翰他必须要愿意来个讲，每次的讲都是真实的传讲神的话。
He must be willing to call people to change their minds.
他也要必须要愿意来呼召人，来使人的心意改变。
And to change their life directions from running away from God to running towards God.
要愿意来呼召使人改变他们生命的方向，就是从逃离神一直到改变成为归向神。
And if John is faithful to his calling of preaching repentance from sins,
如果施洗约翰是忠心的来这传讲这使人悔改的道的话，
and if he is faithful to calling people back to God,
如果他是忠心的来呼召使人悔改来归向神的话，
God will do the work of restoration.
那么神自己就会来做这个恢复的工作。
God will do the work of reconciliation.
神自己就会来做与人和好的工作。
God will do the work of reconnecting his people with himself.
神就会来做以使人重新与神归向神的这个工作。
And then this baby is going to be the forerunner to announce Christ's coming.
然后因着这个，所以这一个要出生的这个小孩子，他就要在成为在主面前的一个人，前面的一个人。
Luke 1:17 says, "It is he, John, who will go as a forerunner."
所以路加一章十一节说，他必行在主的前面。
Before Christ in the spirit and the power of Elijah.
而且他必有以利亚的心智和能力。
Listen to this: to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children.
叫为父的心转向儿女。
That's a miracle in itself.
叫为父的心转向儿女本身就已经是一个神迹奇事了。
And to turn the disobedient to the attitude of the righteous.
而且要使悖逆的人转从义人的智慧。
So as to make a people ready and prepared for the Lord.
叫为主预备合用的百姓。
Zechariah, John's dad, is hearing these prophecies about his yet to be born son.
撒加利亚就是施洗约翰的父亲，他是听见了这些关于他要将来要出生的儿子的这个预言，是天使亲口告诉他的。
His dad is the only one who is hearing these prophecies, in live way.
撒加利亚是唯一的一个人，真的是亲耳听见天使所讲的这些预言。
So it will be up to his father, his dad, to tell him when at the right time what the prophecies about his life are going to be.
所以当在约翰要将来长大的这个过程里面，有一天完全的是他父亲撒加利亚的责任，要告诉他的这个儿子天使所讲的这些关乎他的这些预言或他将来一生要所成就的事。
And you can almost guess that John's dad's heart is being turned to this yet unborn son.
我们就能够从这里真的能够感受到撒加利亚的心已经转向这个小孩子，他知道神在这个小孩子身上有一个任务。
Now, brothers and sisters, there's a very important part of this shaping the life of John the Baptist.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这里有一个很重要的，就是要是塑造施洗约翰的人生的个性格的。
And it's that word calling that we hear but sometimes don't think about the definition of.
这个字就是呼召或者是蒙召这个字，我们常常听见，但是我们不一定能够理解它的意思。
In the Bible, we see a number of examples of God calling people.
在圣经里面，我们看到很多次，就是很多例子，神在呼召人。
And the writer Oz Guinness offers this very helpful definition of calling.
有一个作者，他叫 Oz Guinness， 他对这个呼召这件事情，他下了一个定义。
I wish I'd put the definition up for you to see. I'm sorry.
我希望能够我能够把这个定义能够写下来，但是没有。
Calling is the truth that God calls us to Himself.
他说，蒙召这个事情是一件事实，就是神召我们为了他自己。
So decisively,
神的这个蒙召是如此的强烈
，that everything we are。
使得我们做一个决定，就是我们所有的一切
，and everything we do，
我们所做的一切
，and everything we have，
我们所有的一切，就是我们所是的一切，我们所做的一切和我们所有的一切
，is invested，
全都投入到
，with a special devotion，
而且是一个为有一种特别的奉献的投入
，is invested with a dynamism。
而且这种投入是有一个推动力的投入
，is invested with a direction。
而且这种投入是一个有方向性的投入
，lived out as a response。
都投入到就是要活出一个回应来
，to God's summons and His service。
就是对神的呼召，对神的给我们的呼召的回应和神和服侍神的一个回应。
And John the Baptist, like Paul, is fiery in his response。To the living God.
所以施洗约翰他的一生就是火热的来投入到这种对神呼召的一个对神向他火呼召的一个回应里面。
John the Baptist, I think, hated the word mama hu hu.
所以我想是他不喜欢这个字，就是叫马马虎虎或者叫 so so.
He comes with the Spirit, the Holy Spirit in him and responds to his call.
所以施洗约翰他因为圣灵在他里面，他就回应到神的对他的一个呼召，而且是火热的一个回应。
And in God's call to each of us,
神对我们每一个人的呼召
，He calls us to come and know Him and be with Him.
神召我们是要到他的面前来认识他。
He calls us to come and learn to love Him with everything we have.
神召我们是要来学习来爱他，用我们的一切来爱他。
All of our heart and all of our soul and all of our mind.
所以神召我们是要我们来尽心、尽力、尽心、尽意的来爱他。
And all of our spirit.
而且是尽我们的一切的意义来爱他。
And then from this intimacy with Him, He commands us to love other people.
因为我们能够，如果我们来回应这种尽心尽意的来爱他的时候，我们才能够来爱别人。
As we love ourselves in a healthy manner.
而且这个爱别人是像爱我们自己这样一样来爱人。
And after we've been with the Lord and know Him well,
如果我们与神同在，并且真的认识神的话
，then we will desire to do His assignments.
那我们才真的会愿意来行神的旨意。
Nowhere in the Word of God do you hear John respond, with any kind of greed, at all.
我们在圣经里面看不到任何一点，施洗约翰他这个有任何贪财或贪心的这个事情。
He's not greedy for material things, and he's not greedy for money.
他也不会要任何的财物或者是任何物质的东西。
In fact, his clothing and his diet suggest he doesn't care much about what people think about him.
但是我们知道圣经上所记载的他关于他的穿着或者他的食物，我们知道他对他自己的衣食好像并不太在乎。
John never seems to be confused about who he is.
但是我们知道他也从来施洗约翰也从来不会为着他的自己所事他在这里困扰。
And he's never reported to have been jealous of his cousin John Jesus.
也没有记载了任何他因着对他的表弟有的耶稣有任何的嫉妒。
And he is destined to be the greatest servant of God and the and responder and preparer of Christ.
因为我们晓得施洗约翰他已经定义要成为一个对神呼应神呼召的一个忠心的人。
Now, brothers and sisters, I want you to picture in your mind a desert.
我愿意大家脑子里想一想沙漠这个词。
And the word desert and wilderness is interchangeably used in the scriptures.
圣经里面有的时候沙漠和旷野是常常交替使用的这个词。
Tell me the truth.
因为我们你知道不知道
？How many of you would choose to live in the desert?
我们当中有谁是愿意活在沙漠当中
？There's no email.
在沙漠里面你是找不到，没有人给你打电子邮件。
That could be good.
可能对你是件好事。
But you know, if you look at the description in Luke 1:80, you will find out something about the forces that shaped John.
我们如果来看约翰福路加福音一章八十节的话，我们就会看见他所生活那个环境。
Luke 1:80 says, "And the child continued to grow and to become strong in spirit, and he lived in the deserts until the day of his public appearance." In Israel, to Israel.
说那孩子渐渐长大，心灵强健，住在旷野，直到他显明在以色列人面前的日子。
I don't know what picture you have for deserts or wildernesses.
我不知道你对旷野或者是沙漠的理解是什么。
Whether they're the barren deserts of sand and rock.
也许那里是些荒芜不毛之地，那里只是沙子或者是石头。
But deserts in the Bible can also include grassy pastures supporting sheep.
所以在我们但是在旷野有的地方也会有一些绿洲，那里是在那里可以牧羊。
But sometimes those grassy pastures are burnt up by the sun, and so they look very desolate.
当然到夏天的时候，这些绿洲就都会消失。
Deserts and wilderness is described as to where wild creatures seek out their food.
所以在旷野有的时候也是有一些这个野兽在那里寻找有些沙漠的生物。
Although scripture is not specific, it is clear that John lived in different types of deserts and wildernesses.
圣经并没有讲得很清楚，但是我们都晓得施洗约翰他也生活在不单单是生活在物质的旷野上，他也生活在另外一种的旷野上。
He doesn't seem to live by a mall.
因为我们知道施洗约翰他并没有生在一个集市的周围。
He doesn't seem to live in a major city where there's lots of buying and selling, lots of advertising, lots of noise, and lots of crowds.
他也没有生活在一个城市的周围，这个城市里面是满了买卖，或者是广告，或者是这各种各样的噪音很多的人。
If you could serve locusts and wild honey, you can invite him to dinner, but the lunch.
我想如果你的家里面你真是有这些个蝗虫野蜜的话，那么你是可以请这个施洗约翰来吃饭的。
And he dresses in clothes made from camel's hair, and he wears a leather belt around his waist.
我们知道施洗约翰他所穿的是骆驼毛所做的衣服，并且腰间只是扎着一根皮的绳子。
These descriptions tell me that John is learningSimplicity by living in deserts.
圣经的这些记载告诉我们，施洗约翰他所过的生活是一种简朴的生活。
John is beginning to order his exterior and interior world so that it is simple and uncluttered from distractions.
施洗约翰他定义要使他的外在的生活和他里面的生活都如此的简化，使他能够完全的定义在神的面前。
And this simplicity.Helps John know the living God intimately.
因为他这种简化能够使他能够专心的在神的面前来明白神在他身上的心意。
In the deserts, John, I believe, also learned other secrets of intimacy with God.
在旷野里面，施洗约翰在这学会所有这些功课，来与神亲密的功课。
In the deserts and wilderness, John, I believe, learned to be silent.
在旷野里面是约翰学会如何保持静默。
I think he learned Psalm 46:10 very well.
他也学会诗篇这个四十一篇那里所记载的。
Be still, cease striving, and know that I am God.
他说就那里是说诗篇四十六篇，他说你们要休息，要知道我是神。
I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
我必在外邦中被尊崇，在遍地上被也被尊崇。
And I believe John was learning to have his heart and his ears tuned to the voice of God.
所以施洗约翰在的旷野里面，他就学会要使他的思想、使他的耳朵都专心注注的在神的身上。
And I believe John was learning how to hear God speak, whether it was in a still small voice like his model Elijah or louder volumes.
所以他那个要学会要听。就像他的老师先知以利亚那样来听神的微小的声音，或者是听见神大声的声音。
John the Baptist is described by Isaiah,
在以赛亚书里面记载他
as the voice of one crying in the wilderness,
是在旷野有人声呼喊着说
make ready the way of the Lord,
说预备主的路
and make his paths straight,
修直他的道。
I believe that John the Baptist is learning how to live and cultivate serenity.
我相信施洗约翰他在旷野里面，他就在那里学习怎样来培养这样在神面前的一种安静。
He's learning how to live in correct solitude.
他在那里学会怎样来独处。
And when he learns that he's one voice crying in the desert wilderness,
当他学到了他就是那一个声音在旷野的声音的时候。
It isn't a cry of self-pity.
我们知道施洗约翰他所知道他这个声音并不是在这里呼喊他这个自怜的声音。
It isn't a cry of pay attention to me.
但也不是一个请人来注意他的一个声音。
It isn't a cry that says I'm so alone.
他也不是在这里说我这里太孤单这么一个声音。
It's a cry that I recognize my life's assignment from you, Father.
他的那个声音所意识到就是他是一个声音来意识到神啊我明白你在我身上的作用是什么。
My life is to be getting ready the way of Christ as he comes.
我的一生就是要使人能够预备好，因为我的救主要来。
John is learning that he is to prepare people to recognize Christ as the only Son of God.
所以施洗约翰在这里学习，就是说他的一生就是要来使人预备人来明白，来接受后面要来的那个救主。
And I believe that John is learning the great lessons from Matthew 6:31-33.
我相信，我个人是相信，施洗约翰在旷野里面，他真的学会，就像马太福音六章那里所记载的这些道理。
And brothers, these are reminders for us in these economic times that we can learn these same kinds of lessons.
马太福音六章告诉我们的这些话语，实在是对我们现在经济危机的时候，对我们是一个提醒。
This is what Matthew 6:31-33 reminds us of.
马太六章三十一到三十三节这样子说
Do not worry then, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear for clothing?
所以不要忧虑说吃什么喝什么穿什么
For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things.
这都是外邦人所求的
For your heavenly Father knows that you need all of these things.
你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
But seek first what?
你们要先求
His kingdom and His righteousness.
你们要先求他的国和他的义。
And all those other things will be added to you.
这些东西都要加给你们了。
So do not worry about tomorrow.
所以不要为明天忧虑。
For tomorrow will care for itself.
因为明天自有明天的忧虑。
Each day has enough trouble for its own.
一天的难处一天当就够了。
Amen?
Amen.
Why do we want next Thursday's trouble?
为什么我们要去担心下礼拜四发生的事情呢?
In God, we can handle today and the trouble that's going to come here.
在主的里面我们一天的难处一天当就够了。
But also the joy that's coming today.
但是在主的里面我们一天神也给我们每一天的喜乐。
John is about ready to come out from the desert.
我们知道施洗约翰经过这些的塑造他已经预备好了准备要出来。
And when does he know to come out?
当他知道 他要出来的时候。
His ear hears in Luke 3:2.
他的耳朵就听见在路加福音三章二节就告诉我们了。
The word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, as son of Zacharias in the wilderness.
就是他的我们就能圣经里面就记载我们就看见施洗约翰在旷野。
And John comes out into the public.
他就在旷野来到了众人的面前。
Do you remember Moses when he had to work and live among the sheep in the desert?
我们大家都记得摩西当他在这个米甸那里放羊的时候。
Remember the burning bush and how he was introduced to the God of all creation in the desert?
他在旷野里面他看见了燃烧的这个燃烧的树丛他就过去。
Do you remember Jesus after his baptism by his cousin John?
我们也知道施洗约翰当那个主耶稣受施洗约翰的洗的之后
said that the Holy Spirit led him into the
圣经记载我们记载说圣灵就带着耶稣到
into the desert and wilderness
到旷野
to be tempted
去受试炼
by Satan
而且受魔鬼的试炼
and for 40 days and 40 nights Jesus learned what it meant to deal with temptation and to hold Satan off
所以主耶稣就在旷野有四十个昼夜在那里受魔鬼的试探。
There are lots of lessons to learn in the desert.
我们知道在旷野里面我们能够学到很多很多的功课。
But the people of Israel seem to be very, very, very slow and unwilling to learn those lessons.
但是我们也晓得圣经记载说以色列人他们在旷野里面学这些功课的时候是学得非常非常的缓慢。
One last thing about John's life.
最后一件事情是关于施洗约翰的他的人生的。
Luke 1:66 is a powerful clue as to what this boy is going to turn out to be.
路加一章六十六节这里告诉我们。
All who heard them kept them in mind, saying, "What then will this child turn out to be?" For the hand of the Lord was certainly with him.
那里记载说，这个孩子将来怎么样呢？因为有主的手在他的身上。
Brothers and sisters, what does the phrase "give me a hand" mean?
我们大家都晓得这句话，就是说把你的手伸出你的手来帮我。
What does that mean?
这个伸手帮我的意思是什么
？It's like an invitation, right?
就好像这是一个邀请。
To please help me, assist me.
是说这里说你要来帮我，来帮我一下。
How many of you prefer to do it by yourself?
我们有多少人愿意这个事情是做事情只是单独自个儿来做
？And only ask for help if you absolutely cannot do it.
我们是不是有些人只是一件事情都要自己来做，只是到迫不得已的时候，我们才会请人来帮忙
？My dad, I love my dad. He taught me a half truth.
我老爸就是告诉我是这一个，那个话是一半是对的。
He said, if you want a job done right.
他说：“如果你要把一个事情做好的话
，do it yourself，
你最好自个儿单独来做。
That's a half truth。
我想这个话一对了一半。
You should have seen him trying to erect his ham radio tower on our home site。
你可以看见，在我们家里的时候，当我老爸一个人要把他那个电台的那个天线竖起来的时候
，I love my dad， but he set up pulleys and ropes and this tower was about 50-60 feet high。”
他要在家里面那个院子里面把那个天线塔立起来，那个塔差不多有五六十米高啊。他把所有的这些滑轮啊、绳子啊都拉起来，试着一个人要把这个塔建起来。
And he's pulling on his pulleys and he's kind of working with the tower and he's not asking for any help yet.
他就靠他自己在那里使劲在那努力，他谁也不求。
Finally, he said, "Son."
最后他来跟我说，他说：“儿子。”
Would you give me a hand?
你能不能伸手来帮我一下
？Of course, I'll give you a hand.
当然了，我老爸求一定会帮他。
But the hand of the Lord is upon John's life, and everybody recognizes it.
但是我们看到这个路加福音一章六十六节这里说，因为主与他同在。这里英文是说，因为主的手在他身上，所有的人都在他周围都晓得。
Genesis 21:22 says this: God is obviously with you.
约翰福音的二十一章那里，创世纪的二十一章那里记载着说，我们看见神明明的与你同在
，helping you in everything you do，
而且你所做的一切都有神的同在。
So John's dad and mom know clearly that God has spoken to them and he has changed their son's name.
所以施洗约翰他的父母晓得神与他的这个孩子同在，所以而且神已经给他的孩子已经起好了名字。
He's given them a clue as to who this boy is going to be.
而且这一个孩子就是给他们的名字就给他们一个线索，就是这个孩子将来要如何。
And the neighbors sense the wonder of this boy.
他的这个他们家的周围的邻居都晓得这个孩子身上有一种奇妙。
And they're curious.
当然他们也很好奇。
And they are anticipating God working in this child.
他们也期望要看神在这个孩子身上要做什么样的工作。
They sense that God has godly plans and future blessings for this boy.
他们知道神在这个孩子身上有他神神圣的计划，而且要看见神是怎样来祝福这个孩子。
You remember in the Bible that the right hand is the symbol of power?
圣经告诉我们右手常常是标志着一个能力。
And when the hand drooped and dropped, it was a sign of weakness.
当我们的手放下的时候，那是表示是常常是一种软弱。
And the touch of God's hand communicates authority and power and blessing.
当我们能碰到神的手的时候，是表示着我们神的这个权柄就在我们的身上。
God's hand is on this child.
这里记载说神的手就在这个施洗约翰这个小孩子身上。
And can we pray for the children in our lives, the grandchildren, the nieces and nephews? Can we pray that the hand of the Lord will be on them too?
愿意我们每个人都为我们家里的小孩子祷告，就是使着祷告就是神的手能够在他们每一个小孩子的身上。
Let me put some of the lessons into our lives as I finish.
让我们来我们所学的这些课程所学的这些功课我们能够来应用到我们的日常生活里面。
So what kind of a child did John the Baptist turn out to be?
我们都知道最后施洗约翰这一个小孩的将来最后成为了一个什么样的人。
In Matthew 11:11,
马太的福音的十一章十一节那里是说
Jesus rates John the Baptist as the greatest person ever born of a woman.
主耶稣对施洗约翰的评价是说凡妇人所生的没有一个大过他。
But he also reminds us that in the kingdom of heaven,
但是主耶稣也提醒说在但是在天国里面
the person who is the least or the humblest is still ranked above John.
在天国里面就是最小的他也比施洗约翰要大。
And this should remind us that earthly successAnd earthly evaluations.
主耶稣所讲的这些话，就是提醒我们属地的成功或者属地的人对我们的一个评价
are never more important than God's evaluation of what success really is.
和神所要对我们的成功和评价比起来是微不足道的。
But John the Baptist never boasts of his greatness.
但是我们也看见施洗约翰也从来没有夸口他的伟大。
Because he knows how lowly he is when he compares himself with Jesus, his cousin, the Son of God.
因为他知道，当他和他这个表弟，就是耶稣神的儿子来相比的话，他知道他自己是多么的微小。
John never steals Christ's glory.
我们看见施洗约翰从来不偷他的耶稣的荣耀。
John never deceives himself.That he is mightier than Jesus.
他也从来不受这样的一个自欺，就是说他会比耶稣来的大。
He says it in Luke 3:16.
所以路加三章十六节这样子来记载。
As for me, I baptize you with water.
施洗约翰是说，我是用水给你们施洗。
But one is coming who is mightier than I.
但是有一个是要比我大。
And I am not fit to untie the thong of his sandals.
我就是给他解鞋带也不配。
He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
他来是要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。
One lesson we apply to our lives is that we will never really know who we are until we compare ourselves with Jesus.
一个功课我们要学的就是我们不会知道我们自己真的真相如何。除非我们把我们自己带到神的面前。
Start with Jesus as the best yardstick for measuring who we are.
我们只有把我们自己和耶稣做比较，我们才知道我们自己的分量。
And that's why Romans 14:12.
所以罗马十四章十二节这样记载。
Reminds us that we will always be accountable to God for how we live our lives.
就是我们都要把自己，我们都要到神的面前来交账。
And John the Baptist always remains accountable to God for his whole life.
所以施洗约翰他时时刻刻都在提醒他自己，因为他要到神的面前来向神做一个说明。
One of John's greatest insights is when he confesses this truth in John 3:28.
施洗约翰他讲了一个最有名的一句话，就是他把这一个事实讲出来。
I said I am not the Christ.
他说我说过我不是基督。
But I have been sent before him.
但是我是受差遣在他前面的。
He knows his mission in life.
所以施洗约翰他明白他一生他的任务是什么。
To go before Christ and to announce his arrival.
就是做耶稣基督的先锋。来宣告主耶稣的到来。
And brothers and sisters, this is our privilege also, isn't it?
所以这也是我们作为基督徒，我们每一个人有的特权。
To precede Christ,
就是在耶稣在第二次再来之前，我们在这个世上。
To let our words and our actions,
愿意我们的言语，我们的行为
be preparation for introducing people to Christ,
能够成为我们预备别的人来接受耶稣基督的一个方法。
At the right times,
就是使那一个人能够在他合适的时候能够接受耶稣。
That's partly why you have to be careful with what bumper stickers you put on your car.
所以这就是我们要注意我们在我们汽车的后保险杠上我们所贴的到底是什么。
Because if you say something on your bumper sticker, people will expect you to drive that way.
如果你在你的保险杠上贴的一些话语的话，那么其他人就会期望你能够说的和你做的和你所说的一致。
John hears God's call on his life.
所以施洗约翰是听见神对他生命的呼召。
His father must have reinforced that call in his life.
他的父亲也一定是来强化这个神在他儿子身上的这个呼召。
And here's a question for each one of us.
所以对我们每一个人，我们要面临这一个问题。
How can I?
就是我自己。
How can you?
就是我们在座的每一位。
Cultivate a lifestyle.
我们怎样来培养这样一种生活方式
？That increases our hearing the voice of the Lord，
使我们能够更多的听见神的声音。
How can our lifestyle increase us hearing His calling on our lives？
就是我们怎样来培养我们的一种生活方式，使我们能更多的听见神对我们的呼召
？Because it is a tragedy when He calls，
因为如果神呼召我们。
And there's no answer.
我们却没有答复的话，那么实在是一个悲剧。
Or there's too much busyness.
或者也许我们是过于忙碌。
Or there's not much interest.
也许我们根本对神的呼召就无所谓。
That is not John the Baptist's response.
我们知道这个并不是施洗约翰他听见神呼召的他的反应。
And as I get ready to finish, the second great insight that John knew and had came in John 3:30.
另外一个是施洗约翰，他真的认识神，他有这样的话，就是说，在施洗约翰的在这个路加的三章三十节那里是说
，Jesus must increase, but I must decrease。
约翰三章三十节那里说，他必兴旺，是指耶稣，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
John's goal in his life is to make sure，
施洗约翰他一生的目的就是要
，that Jesus grows greater and greater，
就是要使耶稣能够越来越大。
That means that John will not distract people away from Jesus by stressing his own importance.
就是约翰，施洗约翰，他不会是要使得为了他自己来把人从耶稣面前拉走。
John commits himself to never get in Christ's way.
所以他，施洗约翰他定义他绝对不会阻挡耶稣的路。
By pretending that he's an important person.
而且不会呢假装他自己成为一个重要的人物一样。
John will always point to Jesus as the most important Son of God.
所以施洗约翰一生他都是要来这里来使人把人引到耶稣的面前，因为耶稣更重要。
John will always get out of the way and let people see it's Jesus who's the Savior and the one to whom we confess our sins.
他总是要避开，要使人想到耶稣才是最重要，才是人的救主。
Surely this is a great lifetime lesson.For us to put into practice.
所以我们从施洗约翰上来看到，这是一个很好的一个功课，我们一生里面要来操练学习。
Making Christ more important than anything that we do,
就是要使基督成为我们生命里头所做的任何事情都更重要。
Anything that we say,
要使耶稣成为我们生活当中所说的一切的事情都更重要。
And anything that we think we own,
也比我们所有的任何东西耶稣都要更重要。
Whenever our spiritual accomplishments draw attention to ourselves rather than Christ,
如果我们属灵上的有什么成就也结果使我们的注意力转移到耶稣的时候，
and if we encourage that attention,
如果我们继续这样子的话，
we're giving wrong impressions to people,
那么我们就错了。
Jesus is the reason for the season,
因为只有耶稣才是我们要来圣诞节这个季节的原因。
Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
因为圣诗里面诗人说，普世欢腾，救主降临。
Let earth receive her king.
让全地迎接他的救主。
And let every heart prepare him room.
让每一个人的心都来预备地方，因为他要来。
Brothers, let's do this as we go. Let's prepare our hearts this year.To make sure there's plenty of room for Christ to come.
So, 我们要来的那这一年里面，愿我们每一个人预备我们的心，使我们的心里面有丰丰富富的地方能够为主。
Let's prepare our hearts to welcome Him.
让我们预备我们的心来欢迎他的到来。
So that in our minds He grows from that cute Christmas baby.
使我们的脑子里面的对耶稣的印象是从一个很可爱的小 baby 的这个一个印象。
Into the lifetime ruler of our lives.
直到长成耶稣在我们脑子里面实在是我们一生的救主和我们的人生的主宰。
We're not there yet.
我们想到我们还没有到那里。
But we're moving in that way, making Christ increase.
但我们应该是朝着这个方向，就是耶稣在我们每一个人的身上是应该他必增加，他必兴旺。
And us decrease.
而我必衰微。
John's dad and mother are never recorded as blocking or obstructing their son's call.
施洗约翰的父母，他们一生里面，他们都没有来拦阻他的儿子来听到或者接受神的这个呼召。
John the Baptist answered God's call clearly.
所以施洗约翰他的一生是来回应神对他的呼召。
They were supportive all the way.
而且他的父母也一直来支持他。
And so we want to be asking ourselves,How does my life fit into God's plan?
所以我们要问自己这个问题，就是我自己的生活里面怎样来适应神在我身上的呼召。
Not how does God's plan fit into my life?
而不是使神的计划怎样来适应我的目的。
John eliminated many distractions.
所以施洗约翰的一生里面，他尽可能的除去了任何对神的呼召的干扰。
His parents helped him become a godly child.
他的父母也帮助他，使他成为一个敬虔的孩子。
And so we want to pray afresh for our grandchildren and our children.
所以我们要来为我们的孩子，为我们的孙子儿孙们来祷告。
We want to pray for future generations of boys and girls.
为我们的下一代来祷告。
That they'll be nurtured into children upon whom God's hand will rest.
他们能够从小就被这个有神的话语的养育。
And we pray that our children and boys and girls will be obedient to God's calls on their lives.
使我们的小孩子他能够来顺服神对他们的呼召。
So that they receive from God.
所以他们从神那里所领受的。
His spirit of power.
就是神的能力和心智。
His spirit of love.
和神的爱。
And his spirit of self-discipline.
而且也能够有从神那里领受的到的自律。
We celebrate John's life as he gets us ready for the real life, the important one who's coming in 11 days.
所以我们庆祝施洗约翰的今天，因为再有11天就是圣诞节，就是主耶稣的降临。
Thank you for listening. May your prayers be answered by the Lord as you pray not only for your own loved ones.Or for future generations.
谢谢大家，愿意我们每个人的祷告都在神的面前能够垂听。
谢谢。